Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world. Sometimes we talk about what's toxic, sometimes we talk about how to be less toxic, and some days, like today, we talk about going way outside of the box and being very much in harmony with nature. It's Tuesday, October 8th, and my guest today is Eliana Jantz. She's the founder of Shepherd's Dream, which has been a very popular mattress company, bedding mattress and bedding company, for many years. And she now has a new business called Heartfelt Collective, in which she is making beds like you've never seen before. I guarantee it. Eliana is really oriented to the big view design that most companies that are making natural beds are taking the regular American bed or European, the regular, you know, industrial kind of bed, and swapping out the materials. Eliana, from the beginning, has always been thinking outside of this design box to be looking at universal principles for bed design, holistic approaches with local sourcing of materials, geographical and cultural perspectives, and designs from indigenous cultures. And we're going to talk about all of these things today and see what she's up to. Hi, Eliana.
Hi, Deborah. It's great to be on the show with you. Thanks for inviting me.
It's great to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you.
First, I'm going to just tell everybody that Eliana and I have been friends for I don't know how many decades.
since about nine, I think we met in about the early 90s. So over 20
I think
years.
It was earlier than that because I think I put
you
in my very first book,
Non-Toxic
and Natural, in 1984.
Yes.
And I think I think I contacted you because I was looking for some kind of natural bed, something to put in my book. And what you were doing was selling patterns and materials so that people could make their own mattresses.
Yes, to make the traditional Japanese futon.
That's right. That's right.
Really,
and that's how we met.
Yeah.
So before we get into talking about beds, what you are doing is so unusual. Tell us just a little bit about how you got into doing such a different thing.
Well,
what inspired you in the beginning?
You know, we're all conditioned by our culture. So we grow up with certain beds, and that's where we start. We started with beds that were developed in this century. Before that, for eons, people were doing the kind of bed that I'm doing now. So I've come back to what was the ancient bed after we got off track a little bit there in the 1900s when they introduced plastic
industrial beds,
synthetics, and latex, foams, polyurethane foam, and then the memory foam. So that kind of got everybody way off track, even more now with toxic materials and very intensive mechanical industrial process that's also toxic to the planet. But we'll talk about, you know, so what I wanted to set as an intention for today, for our talk today, is to demystify the whole subject of mattress for people.
And we're going to do that. What I'd like to do is just start with the inspiration so that just to introduce you to our listening audience.
Okay.
I like to hear, and I think everybody likes to hear, what was that aha moment that led you out of the industrial bed into searching for a different choice? And then we'll talk about the nightmare of industrial beds, and we'll talk about your big design picture.
Sounds good. The very first thing that was the aha moment was when I saw the first handmade organic cotton, or it wasn't organic, it was the cotton futon, made in the traditional Japanese way. And it was so beautiful to me, and it was the first real piece of furniture, definitely the first bed that made sense. And so I was elated. I have a natural love for good design, basic design, you know, for our life, to enhance our lives with. So this was a natural material that I was attracted to, and I started to then conduct workshops so that people could make their own bed. And then just continued on with evolving according to what the feedback was from the people who were buying my beds. And what we found was that cotton tended to, you know, should I go into this now? How
that
evolved from
yes.
from the cotton? We started with cotton batting, which is typically done in Japan, though they also use wool and love to, but it's a more precious resource. So the cotton was the most common, and we began there. What we found was that by translating it over to the American industrial culture, that it didn't translate well because people were used to thick mattresses, and the cotton futon was made very thin in Japan and then aired out and kept dry. Here, they began to collect moisture from the sleeping body, which is, you know, a very moist place, the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And it would, over time, start to mildew. And it wouldn't be it wasn't the right balance of airing with the quality of that material and the design of that product.
I think we should also say about in Japan, the way they use a futon is completely different than how we use a mattress.
Yes.
They're very thin, and
they
go on top of tatami mats.
That's right.
Which breathe, so there's air circulation.
Yeah,
and then
even though it's
they're
minimal,
so lightweight, they're more like our comforters in terms of weight. So you can just pick them up and take them out on the balcony and put them over the railing.
Exactly.
And during the daytime, they roll them up and put them away. They aren't
right.
even beds like we have bedrooms.
Right. Yes. Yeah. It's integrated into their day-night life, the whole maintenance of it. They respect the fact that these products require maintenance. So they have a relationship that way in their day. And then,
yes.
you know, and they're very efficient with space. And the tatami mat is like the other component that I think is very... A raw material that's prevalent and available to humans that makes a good partner to the felts, the wool felts, in creating a bed. So the tatami mat and the futon was the Japanese version, and so we took that in, started making thicker mattresses, had the problem of mold and hardness and unwieldiness, and then explored and found that wool was the solution for the issues that we were encountering there. And we were, and then very delighted to discover that wool has all these other qualities that benefit us so much. And so now we're wholeheartedly committed to the use of wool. And it was through Heartfelt Collective, we use only wool in our materials now so that it's completely consistent.
Tell us about the benefits of wool. We're going to need to go to a break very soon, but
okay.
We have enough time to just hear about wool.
So, okay, first thing, people don't realize on a bed, you want to know what the microclimate is going to be like. Most people pay attention to the quality of support, but they forget about the microclimate. So they lay on foam for a few minutes and think, yes, it's supporting me well, but over a period of time, it's really not. It's actually holding your body heat close to you, and so you're not able to easily make the balance out temperature needs in the body. With wool, you're completely supported with very efficient temperature regulation. So you're going to sleep deeper and better without being woken. So and also moisture. Moisture on wool, you can have moisture going into the wool underneath you, but you won't feel it as moisture because the wool is so incredibly dynamic at spreading that moisture out, and so it'll still feel dry, and it is fast drying as well, so the bed stays dry, and this is a healthy bed. A dry bed is a healthy bed.
I live in Florida, and last night it's like 83 degrees all night, and
wow.
And so there's a lot of perspiration that goes on here, but I have your Shepherd's Dream wool mattress, and on top of that I have a wool topper, and on top of that I have a wool felt, and my bed is always comfortable and never sweaty. And we need to go to break, but we're going to come back with a lot more information, interesting information you've never heard before about beds. My guest today is Eliana Johns. Her new business is Heartfelt Collective. I'm Deborah Lindad, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and today we're talking about extraordinary beds. But before we talk about your wonderful solution, Eliana, let's talk about the nightmare of modern industrial beds, because I know you want to talk about that. So tell us about that.
Well, the reason I want to talk about it is because people are still under the impression that, they don't realize they have options other than these, because it's so prevalent. And the advertising budgets are so massive that people are inundated everywhere with this idea that Tempur-Pedic mattresses are, especially the Tempur-Pedic and memory foam, are everywhere. Costco has it. I mean, they're very readily available. Probably Walmart has one, a memory foam now. So progressive people are buying these thinking that they are more healthy, but it turns out that they're not. So this all started in the 20s and 30s. In the 20s, the first latex was created, and it was created for British royalty.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. They were the only ones that could afford them. Everybody else was sleeping on, a variety of natural materials in different construction techniques, but simple mattresses, sometimes just fiber-filled. And then the springs came about in the 30s. So that's when we started getting inner springs. The original ones were like the buggy that people would ride around in was like, mm-hmm. they liked that feeling under their butt there, you know, but then they translated it to the mattress and thought this is great, and then had a big advertising push on that and really convinced everybody that this was the way to sleep. Well, it turns out we know, right? Biobiology has done all the research and shown that the metals are actually, doing havoc with your natural electromagnetic field around your body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's not a good idea. And then the bounciness is actually not a good idea either, because it compromises your ability as a intelligent body to position itself correctly. You have this give underneath you that doesn't let you feel where ground is, and so your body,
yes.
You're confused about how to position yourself, so that it has that downfall. And then once foams became prevalent in the 30s, they began using foam materials, polyurethane materials, in the mattresses, along with a host of other chemicals that would create flame resistance or bug resistance or who
yes.
knows what, right?
Right,
So you end up with this bed full of synthetics and toxins, toxic materials. So now they're still, even now, selling everybody on this Tempur-Pedic, which is the worst probably of all of them. It tends to overheat more than regular foam, than the original polyurethane foam or latex. It has very toxic side effects. I'm sure you've heard from people on that one, right, Deborah?
Yes.
On the
absolutely.
Memory foam and the Tempur-Pedic, a lot of people have had big problems with that, and it's brought on symptoms to their lungs, their breathing, and so forth. The only reason it's very well promoted, and that's why people are convinced that this must be okay, but it's really not. So, So what a lot of the organic mattress makers are doing now is making beds, more or less the traditional inner spring, box spring, or a version of latex mixed with, natural materials but looking very much the same as really the old big mattresses. So I'm not a big fan of big, bulky mattresses because it's very difficult to take care of them. And so
I used to have, like when I started having natural mattresses all those many years ago, I had a cotton futon, but I think it was like 8 or 10 inches thick, and I couldn't move it. And then I had a wool mattress that was very thick before I got yours. I had a wool mattress that was very thick, and I couldn't, I remember my ex-husband used to call it the elephant, because I would try to lift it, and I couldn't. And so, like, you would, it was so thick that you would actually perspire, and then I'd have these perspiration stains on the the mattress cover, and it got so bad that it, the cover actually wore through, and then I just had a big lump of wool with a ripped cover, and it did not take many years for this to happen. So just because so what I finally ended up with was yours, and yours works because it's layered. And it's layered. You can lift
layers
it up.
Is one of the design principles that I've come up with. Layers makes it, it's so sensible. And we've now gotten to with the layered felt bed to where you have however many layers, 6 to 10 layers of felt. Each of them weighs only 6 to 8 pounds. They can be easily, individually taken out to sun. It's just an easy, beautiful thing. Anyone can do it. So that's jumping ahead a little bit.
Bed. And we have another break coming up in about 30 seconds. So, but and I want to introduce your bed properly so that people understand.
And I'd like to talk a little bit more about the wool fiber, too, and its healing qualities a little more than as well.
Okay, good. Well, we will do all of that when we come back from this break. My guest today is Eliana Jantz, and she's the founder many years ago of Shepherd's Dream, which I know many people love, and I love, and I have a Shepherd's Dream bed. And now she has a new, more advanced, more ancient design with her beds from Heartfelt Collective, which we're going to talk about very soon. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and you're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio, and I'm 10 seconds short. I got the clock wrong. Okay, let's see. 10 more seconds. Well, I think that the wool bed is the way to go. I have a wool bed with a wool mattress, a wool topper, a wool comforter, a wool pillow, and
neck roll.
Everything's wool. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and today my guest is Eliana Jantz, who was the founder of Shepherd's Dream, and she now has a new bedding company called Heartfelt Collective. That's at heartfeltcollective.com. And I encourage you, we're going to describe the bed, but I encourage you to go to her website at heartfeltcollective.com and actually look at what we're talking about. Because when I first saw the pictures of these mattresses, it took my breath away. I just, it was such a deep primal recognition of, yes, this is the bed that
it makes sense.
It totally makes sense. So, but I want to back up just for a second before we talk about this bed, because one of the innovations that Eliana made in Shepherd's Dream was this whole idea of layering. That instead of having one thick mattress, like is the general industrial mattress, and also most natural fiber mattresses follow the same model, what she did was she made thinner mattresses out of wool, and then you could pile them up to be whatever it was, that whatever thickness you wanted, whatever firmness you wanted, and you could, and you put them on a wood slat bed so that there's a wood slat frame so that there's circulation around it. And that's what I've been sleeping on for years. And it just made sense to me.
Yeah, and the wool is what we arrived at fully, you know, like before we were doing layers filled with cotton as well, but wool turned out to be the ideal material. So it actually is on our basic design principles is use of wool only. And then use of wool as felt, because as soon as it's felted, now it's a maintainable, washable layer for your bed mattress.
So now let's talk about the Heartfelt bed, because it's so, so different. Just describe it, Eliana.
So these felts, we discovered that we could take this fresh batting that we were having delivered from our carding mill here in Montague. And through a wet felting process, we could come up with a stable felted pad that was wool. So when I saw that, it was like a, you know, that was it. It was the very fulfilling, almost, you know, last step with the wool, because where can you go from that? It's as simple as it can get. And it's very easy to maintain, and it's just a natural for so many things in our domestic lives.
And the felts are washable, right?
They're washable. They're washable.
Yes. So anybody who's concerned about having a bed that they need to wash it and get the dust mites out, or they need to take it outside and put it in the sun, or they need to beach
that's
like
so easy.
Rug or
so
anything like
happen.
That. And you know, when I look at these pictures, like I have a felt on my bed. I actually got one of the first felts, not number one, but one of the early felts is on my bed. And it makes such a difference to have the wool just right
there. It really
there
is amazing.
Under
it's
the
about
sheet.
A third
it really
of an inch
makes
thick.
A difference. Yeah.
About a third of an inch thick, and it doesn't seem like much, but it really does provide a lot of give. There's a springiness in the wool fiber. That's another reason.
There is, and an absorption. It's just right there under the sheet. And so I have my flannel sheet and my wool felt, and it just, anyway. Thinking
so I've been
back
talking
to
about
the whole
this.
Idea of the futons in Japan, I'm looking at these pictures on your website, and I could just see if I had one of these beds, I could just take and roll up the felts and then take them wherever I wanted to take them and pile up the bed again. That you don't need to like figure out how you're going to get the mattress down the stairs or how can you lift it or whatever. It's completely nomadic.
And it's an heirloom. It's going to last you a lifetime, and you'll pass it on.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a piece about mattresses that are common out there, the box spring, inner spring, and the foam mattresses, that they end up in the landfill in about 10 or 15 years. That's the lifespan they're given.
Yeah,
and then you have to start again with another.
And maybe some garbage, but this will last for so long.
This is an heirloom that will go on and on. And so, so when I just saw that felt, I was, you know, excited. And I was talking about the idea of a layered felt mattress for years, 7 years now or 8 years. And finally last year, after working on developing the technique for wet felting, I put one together and developed a way of lacing it into a unit that looks more like a mattress. And so when people saw that, they realized, oh, that's what she was talking about. that's great.
Yeah,
you know?
And when I saw that lacing, I went, oh, my God, this is what it should look like.
Right.
But each
and the lacing
wasn't
is totally,
raised, you could still just pile
beautiful.
Them up.
It's wonderful. It's beautiful. It's a sacred little touch at the end, you know. But it's not really necessary for the design of the product. You could just layer felts on top of each other without the closure. And have a, you know, for people who just are that way, I'm kind of that way, minimal maintenance, so I can just grab felts and as I need to rather than unlacing and relacing. But, you know, it can be done either way. So these felts are placed on top of a slatted frame, and the slatted frame is very closely spaced, like less than an inch, 3/4 of an inch or less, and the slats are 2.5 inches wide. And so those can be ordered from Shepherd's Dream, but you can make them yourself too. And then the layers are just placed on top of that closely slatted frame. And people will use anywhere from 5 layers to 12 layers for their mattress.
So I see in one of these pictures that you have one tied up in a roll like a pillow. So are you using them for pillows too?
Yeah, they make great bolsters. You know?
Yeah,
we use the yoga mat as a two-person pillow bolster where we can both use it, you know, talking to each other, laying down or resting, you know, or for whatever reason they're great for mattress or massage tables or floor massage or yoga, you know, stretching. They have so many uses. They can be used as wall felt. We have a whole room now done with all wall. We just put the felt right over the studs, and just makes it really cozy. You think you're in a yurt, you know.
So but, you're using it instead of sheetrock. You just put it up the studs and then stretch the felts. What a great idea. And so does it act as soundproofing too?
Oh, yeah. It just makes a very cozy, sweet space. And it can be taken down and washed. So, yeah, it goes on and on. The wool or animal furs or sheepskin or sheep wool has been with us forever. I mean, it's the ultimate companion for humanity. It helps us. It helps make life easier and support us through our healing and balancing process.
I agree. We need to take another break, but we'll be back with more. We're talking with Eliana Johns about her new business, HeartFeltCollective.com, where they're making beds out of wool felts, just layers of wool felts. I'm Deborah Lindat, and you're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindat, and my guest today is Eliana Johns of Shepherd's Dream and HeartFeltCollective.com. And we're talking today about her new wool felts that she's making and how she's putting them together to make a mattress. But they also have other uses. Eliana, I'm looking at your other uses for felts page. Do you want to tell us what some of those are? We already talked about some, but is there any others you'd like to mention?
Well, they make a great car seat pad. That's another place you spend a lot of time where you want to have that quality, that wonderful wool next to you. And, again, the microclimate being the most ideal you could have. I mentioned the floor stretching. You can, if you're a floor person like me, I spend all my time at home on the felts doing everything I do. But it's wonderful for floor massage and there's so many things. We want to continue to develop other products, but we want, after we've, you know, as we getting organized as a collective making these felts, it's going to give us an opportunity to work together, those of us who are felters.
There's
in the collective.
So many things. I'm looking at these pictures here, and like there's this adorable picture that's also on the homepage of a girl, a little girl. She's just wrapped in a felt.
And
part of it is under her as the pad, and part of it's over her as the blanket. And I just look at that, and I go, I just want to be wrapped up in a felt. It's so wonderful. And also, you can cut them. So if people buy a particular size felt, they can just cut pieces. Like here you have it pictured as a chair pad, which I think I should get a felt for that. And you can put as many layers as you want, and a neck roll. And they come in, wool comes in different natural colors. Like mine is kind of a charcoal gray, but it also comes in, you know, just regular kind of cream color. And there's so much you could do with these. I would actually love to have a coat made out of one of these felts.
Yeah.
And that I can just
put
it on.
We'll get to that,
Deborah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, we will.
We're almost at the end of our hour, but Eliana, would you tell us something about your collective and how your whole business has grown up there in Montague, California?
Yeah. Well, it's
and all the interconnected pieces.
So we moved here in 2002 because Patrick Holland had developed this carding mill, and we were in need of wool that was processed to the quality that we were looking for, which was hard to find at the time. And so this was a real godsend for us to have a mill close by that we could where we could source our wool. So it was, in fact, such a big deal. We moved to Montague where the mill was set up, and we've been here now 11 years. And that mill was put together by Patrick Holland, who passed away a couple of years later, and then was taken over by my now son-in-law, who's now the owner and manager of the mill. They've since set up a second mill, and they provide almost probably most of the organic mattress companies on the West Coast with the wool. And then Sarah, my daughter, took over ownership of the company we started in 97, Shepherd's Dream. And so that is in fact, the operations for that is humming away right underneath me here as I speak. I'm on the second floor right above the workshop. And I love this, you know, integration with Shepherd's Dream has been, they've been very supportive of me during this process of prototyping the felt bed. And in fact, if you go to their website, you'll see that the layered felt bed is the first thing, the option that they list for a mattress. And since they did, we've had a lot of orders come in. And so I've been training new felters who are joining the collective. And they we're up to 3 felters now doing this as a full livelihood. And with the way that the orders are continually increasing, we'll be adding more felters as we go. And so it's also, you know, we're going into a paradigm in terms of how we, our life feels and how we work. It's set up so that we all have maximum flexibility. And yet we're working together and collaborating. We have cottage industry set up in pods at certain locations, home locations, where up to 6 felters can join that pod. And the whole financial aspect of how Heartfelt Collective works is completely transparent to all members of the collective. And so we are truly, you know, exploring new models for how we can run a production distribution system. So it's very
exciting.
That's
so wonderful. It's just, the whole time that I've known you, all these many years, you're always looking to see how can we be closer to nature? How can we be less industrial and more human? And,
yes.
And how, I mean, I admire this so much about you, because you not only are envisioning these things, but you're actually putting them into practice, and you're bringing people together around you who are wanting to explore these new ideas with you. And I think that this is really the way things should be made. And,
yes, and people resonate with it. So as I share these ideas.
And I feel that when I'm sleeping on my bed at night.
Uh-huh.
It's like I know where it came from. I know. I mean, I have been to visit Eliana in Montague several times. I have slept in the Shepherd's Dream showroom where they actually, in the workshop where they make the mattresses. I know exactly where she's sitting upstairs talking to us, because I've been in that room too.
You know, and to mention also, Shepherd's Dream has a guest room where you can try out the wool mattress that they make, which is a 5-inch wool mattress on a slatted frame. You can just call Shepherd's Dream if you're coming through this way and book a night and try it out. And if you end up buying a mattress, they credit you that it's $35 a night to stay in a beautiful space with a wool bed and with a shower bath. So that's kind of fun.
It is. It's very, if you're looking for a non-toxic place to stay, it's near Ashland, Oregon.
Yeah,
so if you're wanting
Mount
to go
Delta.
On a trip to Ashland, go stay at Shepherd's Dream, because it's the most non-toxic place you'll ever stay. It's wonderful. Unless
Thank
you stay
you.
At my house, of course.
And then when you come here, you can come up to my studio and try out the layered felt bed as well. So and see how it's done, because our school is located here as well, where we're felting away most days.
Yes, if you're ever, I mean, I think that it's worth a trip if you're anywhere nearby. Or, I mean, I've even driven from the San Francisco Bay Area up to, it's near Mount Shasta. So it's about
and
a 4-hour
drive.
It's right off
the I-5. We're 5 miles east of the I-5.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a big straight shot on the I-5 to go north, but it is about 4 hours. And then you just go down a little country road and you go and see. And it's just an incredible example of what can be done. And it's a nice drive. And
this little town.
It's just a little town, you know.
1,500 people.
But it's a wonderful thing to see. And just go try out the beds. And, you know, you can see the sheep along the way. And it's just... Anyway, we only have a couple of minutes left, Eliana. I'm so glad that you were with me today. Do you have any closing words you'd like to say?
Well, you know, the main thing I want everybody to know is you can create a wonderful bed, and you don't have to be confused by all the many, many options out there that sound very confounding. just think about basic principles and then just, you know, slowly design your bed and create it, and we can help you. So we have plans and instructions for how to do slats and so forth. So if you are in a do-it-yourself camp, then we can help you with that too. So you can call Heartfelt and order directly from us, and you can set up a consultation with us by emailing us right straight from the website. And Shepherd's Dream is right there to provide the products that we like, the frame and latex strips. So we're full service, every component of a bed. You can be surrounded in wool, and that is the best way to be when you're sleeping.
And I would also say that if budget is a concern, that you can buy these things piece by piece. You could start out buying a felt and then buy another felt, and pretty soon you'll have enough to get rid of your old mattress. And so it's not like you need to invest thousands of dollars all at once. And even by the time you're done with it, it's not thousands of dollars. It's, you know, it's something that's affordable. But
You, and it depends on how many layers you need.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people need 5, some people need 12. So it's very flexible that way. It can always be changed, added to, subtracted from. Yes.
Good.
Used for many different uses.
Well, go to heartfeltcollective.com and take a look at this, because I'm sure that you'll be pleased with it, and it's certainly something, if you're looking for a bed, this is something to consider.
And
I'm Deborah
Vindad.
You can find out more about Toxic Free Talk Radio by going to toxicfreetalkradio.com. All the shows are archived, recorded and archived. You can listen to this one again. You can listen to yesterday's. You can listen to a past one with Sarah Sunshine Smith from Shepherd's Dream. And thank you for being with me. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad.